This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 7:37 a.m. and now it's time to look at the international markets. And on the line, we have Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist for U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management. Good morning, Joe. Thanks for joining us. Now, China's full year 2018 trade data shows that U.S. dollar denominated export growth hit a high since 2011. Despite that, China's trade surplus for 2018 was the lowest since 2013. What are the implications for the market, Joe?
Well, you got to take out the numbers, look carefully how much orders were pre-shipped. So there's some seasonality there. But in general, I just think it continues to put pressure on the United States and China and the trade front, and it ups the ante between now and March 1st to getting a deal done. So it's going to make it more interesting and a little bit more challenging to get a deal done. And that's what the markets want, and that's what they're expecting.
Well, Joe, speaking about the U.S.-China deal, the possibility that U.S. and China are closer to resolving their trade dispute, that has certainly infused optimism among investors. Should investors bank on this new enthusiasm, or do you reckon it's too early to get positive on the trade talks?
Well, I mean, any good news is welcomed by the markets. But we're being a little skeptical here. We're not ready to jump both feet back into the markets, to buy cyclicals or more risk off, because we've been down this path before, and it just depends on how much the Trump administration wants to press China, not just on intellectual property rights and other issues, but really the technology. I mean, that's the whole Made in 2025, China 2025. Is the U.S. really going to stick to that path of being obstructionist when it comes to China's technological capabilities and aspirations? So to be determined.
Okay, Joe, there's some warnings that are coming from some of the biggest U.S. companies. Are you concerned about such earnings warnings?
Well, I mean, related to China, to a degree. I mean, you've got good auto sales still. I mean, Apple, I think that's more company-specific. But certainly, I mean, there's second-order effects. As China weakens, it lowers demand throughout Southeast Asia. Certainly, the consumer in China is taking a hit from softer commodity real estate prices and also the stock market. So there's a wealth effect there. So sure, yeah, we're watching it very carefully. But, here at home, there's good, any company that's selling goods or providing services here in the United States should have had a good fourth quarter.
Well, Joe, speaking about earnings, Citigroup is one of the bigger banks that just released their earnings overnight. It missed revenue estimates by $500 million, but it also beat quarterly profit expectations because of cost cutting. So what do you make of this recent earnings results from Citigroup?
Well, I can't speak specifically to the bank. I don't follow the stock. Obviously, I'm involved with the financials. Mm-hmm. But, cost control remains very much top of mind for a lot of banks. We're seeing a little bit more trading. The volatility was back in the fourth quarter. M&A deals are still okay in the fourth quarter heading into 2019. So, we'll see how all the other banks play out, JP, Bank of America, everyone. But in general, with kind of the Fed here pausing, it seems like with the Powell Fed, lots of liquidity, more animal spirits, consumers doing well. I think, we're in for an okay year in general.
Mm-hmm. And do you think that the banks, some of those big banks that you mentioned, are they going to be leaders of the performance of the S&P 500, or is it going to be the FANG stocks that are going to lead S&P 500 performance?
Well, I mean, in the near term here, I think the FANG stocks will have some workout to pull through. We got regulation, backlash building against data privacy issues, the industrials. They're going to lag still until we figure out China, and the trade, how weak Europe is. So I think, what could be the utilities, the financials here in the United States. We're seeing a nice bounce in small cap as well. My advice to investors, don't chase these trends. If you're getting out of small cap just as it rebounded, then you lost money. So just have a diversified portfolio with quality, high quality names in it.
Well, Joe, the UK is set to vote for Brexit later today. What's the best case and worst case scenario here when it comes to the market?
Good question. I don't know what the best case is in general. the markets are pricing in that Theresa May has rejected her proposal. Brussels has already made it very clear not to come back with something that's, you know, nothing deviates from what they've got. So, you know, to me, it's a weaker pound. I think the UK goes into recession. It helps weaken the overall European Union. So, you know, of the three stools, China, U.S., and the EU, they're the weakest, and Brexit is not helping at all. So I think it's just going to remain very sloppy and messy, and no one really knows how's this all in.
Thanks very much. That was Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist for U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.